God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that has been taught that simply is not true. People talk about somebody who's deformed, somebody's this problem or that, and people say, well, God made them that way. He made them special. Well, they are special, but it's not the deformity that makes them so. Are you with me now? They are special. But we need to watch our language lest we try to say God did it. It pleased him to make the deformity. It pleased him to place the disease. That's not right. I said that's not right. It's not true. Now, this reason is number 28. We're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because we are God's priests. Aren't we? In these days, only Aaron's family were the priests. But the Bible tells us in Revelation 1, don't turn there, but Revelation 1, 5, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, he has loved us, he washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Revelation 5:10 says, he's made us to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Are we his priests? Did he change from the Old Testament? Now back then, he didn't want any blemishes, any disease, any deformities in his priests. But now he's changed, and he's okay with blemishes and deformities and diseases all through the priesthood. He did not change. I said he has not changed. He has not changed. It is still his will that his priests be healed and clean and whole. Well, what if my body's not that way? Believe for it to become that way. Now, we'll see more in our next point right here in Leviticus 22. You were there in 21. Go to 22. 22. This goes right along with this, and yet it's different as well. In 22 and 21, well, let me back up. Let's see. 19. Talking about the offerings, verse 18, he was talking to Aaron and his sons. How many know that priests offer sacrifices? They bring offerings. And in verse 19, he told them, you shall offer at your own will a male, what's the next two words? Without blemish of the beeves, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever has a blemish, you shall not offer it. It shall not be acceptable for you. He went on to say the latter part of 21, it'll be perfect to be accepted. Somebody say accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wind or scurvy or scabbed. You shall not offer these to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar to the Lord. Verse 24. You shall not offer to the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither shall you make any offering thereof in the land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall you offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, their blemishes be in them, they shall not be accepted for you. Was it okay to bring diseased animals for offerings and sacrifices? Turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm going to read some more of this to you. Romans, the 12th chapter. He said, don't bring anything that is blemished or diseased or damaged or deformed. I'm going to read Malachi 1 to you while you're going to Romans 12. He said, you offer polluted bread on my altar. And you say, where have we polluted you? He said, you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. You offer the blind for sacrifice. Is it not evil? You offer the lame and the sick. Is it not evil? Offer it to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? He said, give it to them. See if they like it. Verse 11, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, a pure offering. Somebody say pure offering. For my name will be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. But you have profaned it in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted. The fruit, even his meat, is contemptible. You said, what a weariness it is. You've snuffed at it. You brought that which is torn and lame and sick. You have brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, says the Lord. He already said in the other scripture, I will not accept it. It is not acceptable to me. We saw it about three times. It is not. What made them not acceptable? He did receive lambs and goats and sheep, didn't he? Calves. It's not that he just didn't want a calf or a lamb. What made him unacceptable? The disease, the deformity, the corruption, didn't it? Are you in Romans 12? I want you to notice this, Romans 12. In Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse, what does it say? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? That you present what? Your bodies. Your bodies, a what? A living sacrifice, holy, what else? Acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Well, we know holy, we understand that, but people just run over that other word and miss that. What condition were sacrifices to be in to be acceptable to Him? They were to be clean. They were to be clean. They were to be whole. They were to be sound. They were to be fluffies. Is that right? Fluffies. If God wanted his sheep to be a fluffy, why wouldn't he want your body to be a fluffy? The best. The best. Somebody say glory to God. This is reason number 29. We're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today because our bodies are living sacrifices. They're to be whole. They're to be clean. Now, you know, it got a little quiet a few minutes ago because people think, well, does that mean I'm not an acceptable priest if I got sickness in my body? Does that mean I'm not acceptable to God if I got sickness in my body? No, it wasn't the sheep that wasn't acceptable. It was the sickness. It's not you. It's not the body. It's the sickness. Don't identify with the sickness. Don't say this disease is me. Say no, this is a foreign intruder. Amen. Has no right to be in my body. No right. I resist it. Amen. And let me show you what to do about it. Now that's when we go to Luke. Let me show you what to do about it. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Are you getting something tonight?
Yes.
Come on, come on. Luke 17. I think somebody's getting something. See, religion, even some in medical science, would tell you, accept it. Accept it. It's your lot in life. It's what's happened to you. It's who you are. And identify with it. I say no. No. You don't have to. I said you don't have to. Somebody said, well, I was born this way. You still don't have to. God does miracles. I said, God does miracles. Well, I've had this all my life. Still, it's not bigger than God. But the thing you want to do, you don't want to feel condemned. You don't want to feel bad about something. You do want to become convinced, God didn't put this on me. God didn't make me this way. It's not His will. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to just lay down and say, well, this is it. This is God's will for me. Even anymore, then you have to say, well, it's God's will for me to be poor because I was born poor. Or I was born into a family that don't believe in God, so I just got to be lost. No. No. His will is revealed in His Word, and His will is clean and healed. Whole and strong. Did you know the Bible records Jesus healing the maimed? He made the maimed whole. What's maimed? Maimed is somebody that got a tiger got a hold of and chewed his arm off and didn't have an arm there. And God put the arm back on. Maimed is people that got stabbed and cut and bludgeoned in battle and had ears missing and fingers and toes and a nose sideways. And Jesus made them whole. He restored them to wholeness and soundness. People say, well, I just don't believe that. Well, it ain't gonna happen to you. These signs follow them that believe. Somebody say, I can be whole. I can be healthy. I can be strong. It is the will of God. All things are possible to him that believes. Say it again. All things are possible to him that believes. Say it again. All things are possible to him that believes, and I believe. You watch, I just heard this in my spirit. You watch it. There'll be testimonies from tonight. Yes. Testimonies from tonight. And some that didn't hear it tonight, but they're going to hear it later through the means that are available. And they're going to be miracle testimonies. Yes. Things that were missing. Things that people were born without. Yes. And God's going to put it in there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Of course, I don't believe that. Then you believe God can't do it. You believe all things are not possible with God. We do believe it. We do believe it. We do believe it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Luke 17. Well, what if, Brother Keith, my body is in an unacceptable condition? Now, did you hear how I said that? I didn't say you were unacceptable. I didn't say your body was unacceptable. What did I say? Unacceptable condition. What's unacceptable to him? It was the disease, the blemishes, the deformities, because he received sheep and goats all the time. It was the disease that disqualified him. The seed of Aaron served in priest positions all over the place. He's receiving the sons of Aaron. What was unacceptable? The disease that was in him. The disease is unacceptable.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Sickness in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002T. That's R2002T, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.